It was one of those cataract city elections. Dyster beat City Council member Glenn Shalokian in the September primary, only to see him back on the November ballot as an independent, along with Republican candidate John Accardo. The incumbent never quite took a majority of the votes, but had a massive plurality of the ballots, around 800 in the unofficial returns. Dyster told cheering supporters he has a lot of entries on his to-do list.
Work on Robert Moses Parkway North, work on the Niagara Experience Center. We know we're building hotel rooms. We know we need more tourism attractions to go with them. But I also, as I've said, I think I promise the voters it's going to be a very strong priority to continue making improvements in the neighborhoods that are important to people where they live, including dealing with like vacant housing, dealing with parks.
Dyster says he will also be working on the city's list of infrastructure problems. Republican challenger Accardo went after the mayor on what he charged was close to financial incompetence and agrees the public didn't buy it.
The public didn't care. I mean, I think the city workers, are obviously benefiting from, their jobs. Quite honestly, I think in another two or three years, there's going to be a control board here in Niagara Falls because the numbers just don't add up. And, I think there's going to be a lot of people out of work, and I think the city's going to lose a lot of services.
Accardo says it was a typical Niagara Falls election, with a three-way race making it hard for him to directly challenge Dyster. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.